Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, William. There was an article in the New York Times about Daniel Spiegelman, who supplied the weapons for the Oklahoma bombing.
Well, he did was he was part of a group of so-called Aryan resistance army that was robbing banks and things and providing funding for the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building bombing. And part of what he did was he went to an American university and stole famous historical documents and took them to Europe to sell them. He's Jewish.
Right. The article was December 30th, 1995, page 9 in the New York Times. Let me ask you, where is he today? What is the latest on him?
Well, I don't know. He sort of disappeared after they discovered that the lawyer who defended him when he was convicted in court of stealing these documents and trying to sell them was not a lawyer at all. And so I believe that they overthrew his conviction because of that. He didn't have a proper defense and sealed the records and he disappeared.
Okay, I saw it on your internet site where he was convicted, but apparently he never went to prison at all, I guess.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, they just let him go. It's probably the Israeli Mossad,
I think this was a combination of the CIA, the FBI, the Israeli Mossad, the BATF, and several other, the German intelligence for sure, because Andreas Strassmeier was a part of this. He's another Jewish man who was a member of the German intelligence structure, who was instrumental in planning the whole thing.
Right. Well, our government may as well be the Mossad, and you know, Capitol Hill is Israeli occupied territory.
What you have to understand is this is not leading toward an Israel of the world. It's leading toward a Marxist socialist utopian, or they believe it's utopian. It's going to be like the old Soviet Union world government.
And whenever the media covers something up real well like this, the way they let Spiegelman go like that, you know it's the Jews who are behind it.
No, we don't know it's the Jews behind it, and I've never said that, and neither should you. George Bush is certainly not a Jew, but he's a part of it.
Right, he works for them. Yeah, they put him in office.
No, it's not that he works for them. You don't understand the structure of the organization that is actually bringing apart world government. The reason that they're able to recruit so many Jewish people to be a part of this is the Jews have never allowed themselves to assimilate as citizens, really, of any country. They're always Jewish. They always separate themselves. They always look forward to next year in Jerusalem. They believe themselves to be a part of a world, and they want to bring about a world government. So they're sympathetic to this whole one world government ideal. But the people at the heart and soul of all of this, and there are a lot of Jewish people involved, are what's called the Illuminati. But none of them are Jews. None of them are Catholic. Not a single one of them are what you would call Protestant or Buddhist or anything else. They believe that man is God. They believe in the humanist religion. They pretend to be Jews. They pretend to be Catholics. They pretend to be Protestants. They infiltrate religions and organizations and governments. They take over and destroy from within.
The problem that we're faced with here, though, if you look at the executive news directors at all three television networks, then including CNN now, which belongs to Jerry Levin of Time Warner, you look at the head of the New York Times, Sulzberger, Catherine Meyer.
You're going off on a tangent here, and you're wrong. They're not Jews. Jew is a religion, not a race.
Right, I agree.
But you're not listening to me. Those people who are involved in bringing about one world government do not believe in any religion. In fact, their goal is to destroy all existing religions, including the Jewish religion.
Well, the definition of a Jew is a difficult thing. Some people think it's part race, some people think it's part religion.
Excuse me. Jew is not a race, it is a religion, always has been. If Jew was a race, every Muslim and every member or follower of the Prophet Muhammad who are Semites would also be Jews, and they're not.
Okay,
you, sir, are uneducated.
Okay. I agree. Let's say that I agree with your definition of a Jew. The problem is
You have no choice.
Okay. The problem is they're running all of our mass media, and they're killing this country.
They're not. You're wrong again. They're not running all of our mass media.
Hollywood. All major publishing.
Excuse me. Those are all aren't they corporations? Aren't they all corporations?
It's Jewish corporations.
Excuse me. Aren't they all corporations?
Furthermore, Jewish.
Answer my question, you dumb jerk. Are they corporations or not?
Yes, but they're
if they're corporations Jews. And all you Aryans wanted to gain control, all you have to do is buy the stock and take over the country. Good night, you stupid jerk. God, I'm so tired of stupid dummies. If you want to control Hollywood, buy the stock, dummy, and take over. Whoever owns the stock chooses the board of directors, chooses who runs the corporations, chooses what movies they make, chooses what goes on television. You don't even understand your own system. If the Jews own it, it's because you elected not to participate and you gave it to them. And let me ask you this. Who sold it to them in the first place? How'd they gain control of everything if what you're saying is true? I'm just so tired of this stupidity. You want to blame somebody? Blame yourself. You see, you could all own whatever you want to own. Buy the stock. Take over. Fire the board of directors. Appoint your own board of directors. You can own it. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie, Pooh, and Allison. I love you. Don't mistake our revelation of some of the plotters in the Oklahoma City bombing.